Time now to explore New Zealand, which has become a dream destination for thousands of people. More than 20,000 kilometers from France, and with more sheep than inhabitants, we discover why so many French people are drawn to this tiny South Pacific nation. Here, then, is our short list. 7 reasons why New Zealand really is worth that plane ticket.
1. The relaxed people. With only 4.8 million people in an area the size of Great Britain, which houses 14 times that number, it's not surprising that the atmosphere in New Zealand is more relaxed and friendly. The kindness and laid-back attitude of people really amazed me, says Florent, who spent a year studying in New Zealand. People chat to you in the queue at the supermarket. They leave their cars unlocked, with the windows open, and nobody judges anyone else. And that really changes life compared to Europe. Kiwis, as New Zealanders are known, are also funny, with their own brand of Kiwi humour. Try comparing the hilarious Thor Ragnarok, made by New Zealand director Taika Waititi, to just about any other superhero movie, and you'll see what we mean.
2. Wild open spaces. New Zealand is composed of 2 main islands. Of these, the North Island contains 77% of the population. That leaves most of the larger South Island with a population density of less than 1 human being per square kilometer. So, if you want to find yourself alone in a natural environment, there are few better places in the world to go wild camping. Camping in the wild for 2 days on the edge of Lake Pukaki, looking over Mount Cook, is the kind of thing you just can't do in France, says Juliette Bézier, 21, a Parisian studying cinema in the country. It's one of the most beautiful spots in New Zealand, not least because of the billions of stars and the Milky Way you can see at night. Closer to the ground, there are lakes in the Nelson Lakes National Park, where the water is said to be visible to a depth of 80 meters.
3. And varied scenery. For its size, New Zealand has an incredibly diverse range of scenery: sandy beaches, alpine mountains, Nordic fjords and glaciers, bays with whales and dolphins, subtropical forests, hot springs, volcanoes. Basically, whatever you can imagine is probably here somewhere. But the most surprising view of all may be below the ground, as anyone who has taken a boat into the glowworm caves of the North Island can testify. Come prepared, however, as the dramatically changing topography and the effect of the ocean means that New Zealand's climate can be equally varied. During one 4-hour hike, we really understood the people who say you can experience all 4 seasons in a day here, says Sophie, 25, from the Dordogne. We started off in rain and freezing fog, but came back wearing t-shirts in magnificent sunshine.
4. Maori culture. New Zealand's indigenous Maori people have not only maintained their culture, but have impressed it on the rest of the country. It's present in the Haka war dance of the national rugby team, in the prevalence of their sacred tattoo designs, and in a generation of prominent Maori artists, writers, and filmmakers. There's even a Maori TV channel. Maori culture is very evident, and they are perfectly integrated into society, says Florent. There's also a strong Asian presence, in particular Chinese and Indian, and you find yourself in a joyful, colorful melting pot. Indeed, with 12% of New Zealanders being Asian, they are not far behind the Maoris, 15%, in terms of numbers. They have such a beautiful image of France that they're delighted to meet a little Frenchie, Florent adds.
5. Better job opportunities. With near full employment, New Zealand is actively seeking young immigrants in a wide range of professions, not least in the tourist industry, which they hope to double in size in coming years. If you are young, educated, and have something to offer, the door is wide open. We've seen newly arrived young French people find jobs in half a day, says Ariane Monet, a professional advisor for French people wanting to work or live in New Zealand. It's not by chance. For French people under 30, the working holiday visa is really advantageous because it allows you to be employed for up to a year, something that isn't offered to young Spanish travellers, for instance. New Zealand is a young country, says film student Juliette Bazier. You feel extremely free here. It's a country that offers a big range of possibilities.
6. It's urban cool. The northern city of Auckland is one of New Zealand's best places to live. A multicultural melting pot, it is the country's main industrial city as well as its fastest growing, with a world-ranked university and leading schools, great beaches, and a lively music scene. Wellington, New Zealand's capital, may not be as big as Auckland, but it has more restaurants and cafes per head than New York. For the past 2 years, it has also been voted the city with the best quality of life of any on the planet. Situated on a bay in the southern tip of North Island, it's the crossing point between New Zealand's two halves and the country's most vibrant city.
7. Outdoor adventures. Surrounded by a dramatic, often challenging environment, Kiwis have a reputation for being self-reliant and resourceful. This may be why it has become the world capital of adventure sports, the place that invented bungee jumping and jet boating. Being surrounded by sea means that Kiwis grow up sailing, kayaking, and snorkeling, while the interior of the South Island, in particular around Queenstown, is one gigantic outdoor sports destination. You can surf, go mountaineering, hiking, camp, wherever you want, and all in a sublime landscape, says Juliette. I think it's above all this that attracts so many young French people. And she forgot to mention skiing, river rafting, skydiving, mountain biking, paragliding.